Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you.
When you met with the Jaguars, what stood out to you about their leadership group?
I mean, I love the offense, man. I love the way they run the ball. I love the way they try to give the best guys the ball in position. I mean, I love their team. I mean, with them, it's team first. You know, I know Coach Coughlin don't play no games, man. I've been learning that from Odell. Odell told me that when he was there. So it's a wonderful experience.
How much do you think your running style will translate to a team that wants to play physical?
I mean, most definitely. I know I'm willing to do whatever to help the teams out. You know, I know my running style, my game will transfer over to the NFL.
You know, you're known as a bruising back, but you also showed a lot of speed at the combine. Is that an underestimated part of your game?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think for my size I'm very slow. You know, but they don't know I had the best time in track. You know, 21.4 in the 200, 10.5 in the 100. You know, so I mean, when they get on the field and when it hits you, it kind of surprised them.
You and Marone have both a history in New Orleans. Were you guys able to talk about that a little bit when you visited and relate to each other that way?
Yeah, most definitely, man. That's just something that's always going to be a part of us. It's a blessing. And I love New Orleans where I'm from, born and raised.
How glad are you that this part is over now?
I couldn't hear what you say.
How glad are you that this part is over and you're just ready to focus on one team?
Oh, man, I'm very happy, man. I mean, the long process of traveling and going to see all these teams, man, it was tough on me, you know, so I'm glad I finally got my home, my new family, and I'm ready to play now.
Leonard, what would be your idea of a successful rookie year?
Man, going to the Super Bowl, you know. I think helping out the team in any possible way, any way that I can, you know, and that's on special teams, whatever it may be, everybody plays a part on the team. You know, I'm not the only guy, you know, so, I mean, a Super Bowl, I mean, all the individual awards are going to take care of itself. So I'm really focused on this organization getting back on top.
Did you expect to go 4 to Jacksonville? And if so, how long have you?
Nah, man, I didn't, man. It was very surprising. You know, I seen all the mock drafts kept saying, man, I might go there. But, I mean, I was kind of nervous when the Bears traded up, man. I didn't know what was going to go down. But, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and I'm happy, man.
Have you been to Jacksonville before?
Yeah. I took a visit there. I mean, actually, I took my visit there. So, you know, when I was up there, I seen Chris Ivory. I seen all those dudes, man. It was a wonderful feeling going up there.
You weren't used as a receiver a lot at LSU. Are you looking forward to that part, adding that part of your game in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Just showing everybody my true talent, my full talent, just to take it to the next level.
Do you kind of feel like people underestimate your elusiveness a little bit? They just see you as a pound?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, a lot of people think I'm a big bruising guy who can't make anybody miss if I don't run them over or hit them or anything, but I mean, I have a lot to show this season coming up, and I will.
When did you run that 10.5 you were talking about earlier?
I ran in high school, man. I ran in high school my junior year.
What is your weight at nowadays?
Right now? I'm like 230, 228.
You wore 7 to kind of honor your hometown. What number do you want to wear in the NFL?
I don't know, man. I have to see now, man. I can't wear the 7, man, but, I mean, we'll see.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.